Long time no podcast. I've been actually really just busy. I know that sounds cliche, but no, I have. I've been very busy. Last time I guess I did one of these podcasts was at the beginning of the month. So yeah, it's been a few weeks. I was just getting ready to go to court against my neighbor who at the last court hearing had did a fake fainting. Well, I went to that courtroom on March 4th, and she didn't show up. Nope. Nor did defendant number two or defendant number three. As a matter of fact, the judge called me up, and he said, defendant number two called and said, defendant number one and three are in the hospital. And so we need you to come back. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Sorry, Your Honor. This is it for me. I am done. Let's just have this hearing now. And so he granted me that wish and had the hearing. And I asked him, you know, did the courts verify that defendant number one and three were in the hospital? Were they in different hospitals? The same hospital? What hospital were they in? And why wasn't number two available to come in? So he confirmed that, you know, they had not verified anything regarding their excuse for not being there. So had the hearing. I obviously was a bit stressed out due to the fact that it has been going on for a year and a half. 9 courtroom appearances, 4 different judges. And I pointed out to the judge that had I actually punched this woman, I would have gotten 1 day in court and 2 days in jail. And at this point in time, I was done. So, you know, I didn't believe I belonged there. And so anyway, you know, the judge determined, or should I say, got tired of dealing with it himself. So he just said that the case is dismissed and that the judgment stands for the plaintiff. That's me. Which means that she, the defendant, and the other defendants could have asked to vacate that judgment since they were not there at the time of the ruling. But they passed that mark. It's been 14 days, and they were not able to vacate that judgment. So, yay! That's right. It's over with. The nightmare in that courtroom is over with, at least the part where I got to prove to somebody, a judge, that I did not punch my neighbor, that I did not flatten her tires, that I did not do anything that warranted my being in the courtroom. You know, people who lie, you know, it's one thing to lie just there is no excuse for lying, okay? I have no sympathy for people who lie, you know, people who have secrets, whatever. I'm sorry, but I'm as honest as they come. If anything, I'm honest to a fault. My honesty gets me in trouble. It does. But in the meantime, it cost me a lot of money to prove that these people, my neighbors, these are my neighbors, okay, on the other side of the fence, told a bunch of lies in order to get a restraining order. And they did that because they were mad that I had sued them for destroying my fence that they... they destroyed my fence. So I sued them for that, and I won. And they thought that by getting that restraining order and telling all those lies to get that restraining order, they wouldn't have to pay me what they owed me. So now they owe me a lot of cash between that court date and that court date and that court. And it adds up. And actually, I went into the courthouse after learning that indeed this nightmare is over with. And I was told that I have to fill out a form called a memorandum of costs because apparently I can show that, you know, I deserve interest because the judgment was made a long time ago. And so anyway, yeah, the appeal is over with. I won. I prevailed. And every time my neighbor and her grandson, defendant number two, and the other one drive past me to get to their house, since they had to get past this house to get to their house, they flip me off. And I tried sending them a certified letter to, in good faith, offer them the option to make monthly payments. And of course, they refused the certified letter. It's still sitting at the post office currently. And it had a deadline date for their response. If they did not respond, the next step, of course, is for me to do what is known as a writ of execution. And I'm going to do it. Maybe on April Fool's Day. I don't know, because they're fools. So maybe that would be the day to file that writ of execution. Basically, it allows me to seize, I guess, whatever's in her checking account. But, you know, and if that doesn't work, well, I have other options. I could put a lien on the house. I really don't expect to get any money, but, you know, at this point in time, it's obvious the feud is not over with because they are not in good faith trying to do anything to remedy what has transpired. So, no, I do not feel bad about the fact that I'm getting ready to do a writ of execution. That's where you pay the sheriff and he goes to the bank and he withdraws the money or puts a lien on it or something. I'm not really sure how it works. I just know that the main argument in the courtroom is over with. And she did every trick in the book. She did. Got every postponement she could, every continuance that she could. But in the end, you know, it's not that truth prevailed, but I mean, it did, really. The judge learned that I was dealing with somebody that is what the courts like to call a vexatious litigant. And somebody who manipulates that courthouse to their advantage in order to, you know, postpone, delay the inevitable. But the fact remains, yeah, my neighbor's not a nice person. No, she is not. Neither is her grandson. And tomorrow, actually, she's due in court against her son, who owes her money. So they'll be there, of course, also to let her know that, I guess, that she probably should have showed up at that court hearing. But no matter what, there was no way she could win. And I'm pretty sure that's the bottom line. That's why she didn't show up. That's why she did the fake fainting. That's why she's gotten all the continuances and the postponements, because she knows she lied to get that restraining order. She knows that she made up everything to get that restraining order, that she was in the wrong. She knows deep down she wasn't being very nice. So anyway, bottom line here is, yeah, the court case is over with, and now I can get back to living life and focusing on other stuff. And, you know, if I get the money, great. If I don't get the money, who cares? At this point in time, I'm just glad the court crap is over with. So I just unloaded on Anchor FM. What's been happening for the last couple of weeks and why I've been MIA. And, well, yeah, time to start focusing on the fun things in life again. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.